Okay, Alexander, we've got more news from Cummings in the UK. And boy, is he is really going after Boris Johnson. What did Boris do to the guy? My God. So anyway, Cummings is unveiling, he has unveiled, messages where Boris Johnson is saying that Hancock, the health guy, the health minister in the UK, was effing hopeless, amongst other things. WhatsApp messages. Why are they using WhatsApp? What is wrong with these people? Why are they using WhatsApp? What is Boris doing by saying this stuff over WhatsApp? And what is Cummings doing by throwing the UK Prime Minister under the bus in such a manner? This is just poor all around.
No, absolutely. Can I just say, I mean, I think one of the things that's come across increasingly is that Cummings is a very, very, shall we say, a person who lacks proportion. I mean, he's obviously nurses in a massive sense of grievance about the way he was sacked from his position as Johnson's chief advisor. And he deeply resents the role that Johnson's wife, his fiancée at that time, played in all of that. And obviously there is an element of seeking revenge here. And, of course, he's got lots of material. He's got all these WhatsApp messages. And, again, this is where Johnson's poor management, his failure to abide by protocols, his inability to watch his language, his willingness to let slip things, which he simply shouldn't do, it works against him. And I think it's true, actually, the more we learn about this, that this man, Hancock, the health minister, is not particularly competent and not particularly up to his job, and he did make mistakes. But, of course, it's also completely inappropriate for the prime minister to talk in this way about him in comments like this, especially on WhatsApp, and especially to someone as unpredictable as Cummings clearly is turning out to be. But having said that, for me, the most interesting thing about the story is that so far as the British public is concerned, they are not moving at all. On the contrary, Johnson's popularity is growing, and so is that of his government. Its leader of the Labour Party in the last couple of opinion polls is increasing. And I'm going to say this straight away. The major issue, the thing that grabbed people's attention over the last couple of days in Britain was Boris Johnson defending Britain against the US and the EU at the G7 summit meeting in Cornwall, when they were starting to insist that, you know, making demands about the Northern Ireland Protocol and the agricultural regulation. That people are interested in. What Matt Hancock, health minister, was up to a year ago doesn't interest them in the slightest.
What's going through Hancock's mind right now as he's seeing these messages? Why did Boris use WhatsApp? I mean, well, what's wrong here? What's going on here?
Well, this is well, first of all, Hancock must be extremely angry, and he also must be extremely frightened. I mean, he must wonder whether his job is really secure, and he must also have his relationship with Johnson must be in the process of breaking down. Johnson's great weakness is his incompetence as a manager. This has been widely known. And for what Johnson to start blurting out comments like this in WhatsApp messages is just ludicrous. I mean, that was a serious mistake. It was a sign that he just doesn't know. He doesn't have the kind of discipline and managerial competence that you really look for in a prime minister. So from that point of view, this is very bad for Johnson. It's very bad for Hancock. And if, or perhaps I should say when, Johnson does eventually fall, which all prime ministers do, it will be because of things like this. It's because of the incompetence that he shows in his management of his communication staff, of his staff generally, of his failures to make good administrative decisions and to make good appointments. I mean, remember, it was he who brought this volatile and unstable personality of Cummings right into the centre of the Downing Street operation. But having said that, for the moment, Johnson is safe because the overarching issue for most British people remains Brexit.
What's Cummings' end game here? What is he looking to get out of this Cummings? I'm not saying the party or other people behind Cummings, where we've talked about some of the people that may be pulling the strings. What does Cummings get out of this?
Right,
it seems senseless, and I'm sure he has a lot more stuff that he's going to be drip-feeding out. Is this going to end? Because this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, well, it's going to go on. It's not going to end soon because, of course, we're going to have more and more drips and drips and drabs of information like this from Cummings. It will do some damage, possibly, to Johnson over time. But before very long, people are going to get bored with it. But what is Cummings' plan? Well, obviously, there's revenge. But I think Cummings still believes that if he can engineer or play an important role in engineering Johnson's fall, then whoever becomes the new prime minister will reward him with a important job at the centre of the government. Now, I think he's completely wrong in thinking that. I think his behaviour, on the contrary, is telling everybody in politics that this man is not to be trusted anywhere near power. But I think Cummings is conceited enough to believe otherwise. So I think that's what his plan is. I think he is being used. I think he is being used by people probably close to the Chancellor, to Rishi Sunak, who he's going out of the way to talk up at the moment in order to try and undermine Johnson, or at least destabilise Johnson to some extent. But if we see Johnson fall, Sunak Prime Minister, I think that Cummings will find that he remains out of a job.
Yeah. No one likes a rat.
No one does.
I don't see how Sunak, if it is Sunak, I don't see how anyone in, say, a new government would be able to trust someone like Cummings. I thought Cummings was a very intelligent man. This seems very stupid on his part. He doesn't realize this.
Well, I did a long piece about Cummings, which we published on the Durand for Consortium News, but we republished it on the Durand. And I also discussed all that strange trip that he did to Durham last year during the really tough lockdown. And I said that one of the things about Cummings is that, of course, he is intelligent in some respects, but his problem is that he thinks he's far cleverer than he really is. He thinks he's some kind of a genius. And he's not a genius. Very few people are geniuses. And Cummings is not one. And he greatly overestimates himself, his own importance in the scheme of things, his ability to control and manipulate events, and his ability to command and direct people. And that's why he is overreaching in this ludicrous way. It's often the case you find with people who are clever up to a point that they don't know how ultimately not clever they are. We have an expression in England, it's rather an old-fashioned one, too clever by half. And that means, that's, I think, exactly describes Cummings very well. In other words, he thinks he's clever. In some ways, he is clever. He acts clever, but fundamentally, he's rather stupid.
Yeah, boy. Anyway, what a shame. What a shame to be acting like this.
Well, what indeed?
Is it me, does the British public? Does the British public like this type of behavior that's going on? Is it me? Because I don't like. I don't know what Boris Johnson. Stupid to use WhatsApp, but man, don't put the guy's WhatsApp messages out there. I mean, I don't know.
Well, the straightforward answer is that they don't like it at all. I mean, all right, there are the Johnson haters, of whom there are many, by the way, who are of course feasting on all of this. But apart from that lot, who of course are not voting Conservative and are not voting for Johnson anyway, the great majority of the British public are completely turned off by all of this. I mean, they don't think. I come back to what I said. The Johnson's support and that of the government at the moment is actually growing. The effect of all of this is to make Johnson more popular, not less. So, I mean, it's strange that, again, Cummings doesn't seem to be able to understand that. I think he does hope that what he's going to do is going to undermine Johnson's support within the political class. But the truth is that the political class was never never really backed or liked Johnson anyway. So he's talking to people who are not really central to this drama at the moment. But if you're talking about the broader British electorate, they are completely unimpressed by this story. It's a spat, it's a quarrel between people at the centre of power, and the person who comes out worst of it from it is Cummings, not Johnson.
Exactly. All right, we'll leave it there, guys. Go to the Durant Shop, 10% off when you use the code Real News, and look for us on BitChute, on Odyssey, Super U, and of course our Locals community. All our channels are on those platforms. Take care.